show.
Today's shiur is sponsored by Shaki Klar, L'zeich Nishmas, Yenti Vasavram, by Dr. Avishai Newman, L'zeich Nishmas, Chaim Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo, and by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. And we are in the middle of discussing all the machlokas between the Beisham and Beis Hillel. Recorded didn't work the first time, so we're not going to repeat everything that's on the daf, but let's pick up from the Gemara on the bottom of the Nun Aleph and Beis. Tan Rabbanan, Dvarim Shevein Beisham Beis Hillel B'Suda, the machlokas between Beisham and Beis Hillel when it comes to Suda, is Beisham Yomrim Varech Al Yom V'Achar Kach Varech Al Yayin, and that you first say the bracha of Kiddush Hayom before the bracha of Bar Pri Hagafen for two reasons. Number one, Shayom Gorim Liayin Shayavo, that it's only because of the Kiddushas Hayom that you're having this wine, and chronologically, Kiddush Hayom Vaidayin Yayin Lo Ba, that the Kiddushas Hayom happens before the Yayin comes. Ube Solom Varech Al Yayin Vachar Kachem Varech Al Hayom, that you say a bracha of Bar Pri Hagafen before the bracha of Kiddushas Hayom, says Beisolol, for two reasons. Shayayin Gorim the Kedusha Shete Omer, that it's only because you have wine that you're able to say Kiddush, otherwise you would have just had Kiddush in Tefillah, and Davrach and Birchas Hayayin Tadira U'Birchas Hayom Eina Tadira V'Tadir V'Shem Tadir Tadir Kodem, that the Bracha of Yayin is something that we say all the time, the Bracha Alayom is less frequent, and generally the Halacha is that Tadir V'Shem Tadir Tadir Kodem V'Halacha Kedir Beis Hillel, and the Halacha follows the Shita of the Beis Hillel. Now this idea that Tadir V'Shem Tadir Kodem is interesting over here in this context, because yes, it's true that Tadir is Kodem, but Meishua points out that Kiddush is Daraisa, and the Bracha Bar Pri Hagafen is not Daraisa. Bracha Rishona, even though we learn it out Misvara, we assume Bracha Rishona is only a Bracha Mitrabanan, is not going to be a Chiyuv on a Daraisa level. So Meishua points out that must be that Kiddush is not Daraisa, because you already Yotze Kiddush Bitfi. So since you're already Yotze Kiddush B'Tfilah, the Kiddush Al HaKos that you have to say, Kiddush Al HaYayin, is only going to be Midrabanan. So the Mitzvah Eson just points out that it's difficult to understand this, because the Gemara says in Perek Avrei Pesachim, Maseches Pesachim, that it's necessary to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush Hayom, and we learn it out from Gezeirah Shava of Zechira Zechira. So it sounds like it's really Min HaTorah, and because in Tfilah you don't have Haskaras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So in order to be Yotze Kiddush Midrabanan, Raisa, you need Kiddush Alakos. So he quotes the Tzlach in Perek Avrei Pesachim that Kiddush Makom Suda is Doraisa from across the Shabbos Oneg. So a second reason why Kiddush in Kiddush Alakos is Doraisa, and why you're not really Yotze with Kiddush Besuda. In fact, the Tzlach uses that to answer his famous kasha that he has in the Dagal Mervava, where he asks how it is that a man could be Motzi, his wife, in Kiddush if the man already Davin Mariv and the wife is Chayiv in Kiddush on the Doraisa level the same way the man is, but if the man already davened Marav, he was Yotzei Yischiv of Kiddush Midaraisa. So now he has a lesser Chiv than his wife. So the Dagmar Vav writes, Eich Motzini Yadein of Raglenu, how does any household function if the woman didn't daven Marav and the man did daven Marav? How is he able to be Motzier in Kiddush? So this might be the answer, that he wasn't really Yotzei in Kiddush and Suda, but if that's the case, then the Pnei Yeshua's explanation over here doesn't really work, because the Pnei Yeshua is saying, nah, your Kiddush is not Daraisa over here. What emerges according to that is that Tadir Shayna Tadir Tadir Kodim would even be that a Tadir Dirabanan beats out an Eino Tadir Da'oraisa, which is wild. So says Mar Mai Davrachar, why do we have to give this second explanation for Beis Hillel? L'chite Masam Tarti V'achachada, because lest you say, well, Beis Shammai's got two reasons, Beis Hillel only has one reason, Sachanami Tarti Ninu Birch Sayayin Tadir Birch Sayayin Tadir Tadir Shayna Tadir Tadir Kodim. Now Beis Hillel's got two reasons also, V'alacha Kedivrei Beis Hillel, and we paskin like the Beis Hillel. So Pshita, the Hanach Baskel, of course he passed like Beis Hillel. The Baskel came out and told us that we always pass like Beis Hillel. So two answers. Iba Yisema Kod the Baskel. It could be that this was said before the Baskel came out, so we needed to still pass in it. The Iba Yisema L'Achar Baskel, Rabbi Yeshua he, Damra Ein Mashkichin Bebaskal, or maybe this was after the Baskel, but we're assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua that we don't pay any attention to a Baskel. that we don't pay any attention to Baskel, and therefore we need to still paskin it. So ask Tosos, wait a second, if we paskin like Rabbi Shua that we don't pay any attention to Baskel, then it's kasha hilchsa hilchsa, because in the sugya of Tanur Shalach Noi in Babatsiya Dafman Tess, the Gemara tells us that there was this machlokas about a certain type of oven, and when it breaks, whether it's Mekabel Tumah, and the Gemara tells us that they had the machlokas, and they've said that if I'm right, the Kosei Beis HaMedrash should be mochiach, and the Kosei Beis, well, first they did other things, that the river should be mochiach, and the river started going upstream, and then ultimately the Kosei Beis HaMedrash should be mochiach. And at the end of the day, the Gemara said, a Baskel came out and said that leave Rabbi Lezer alone, we pass him like Rabbi Lezer. And the Gemara says, ain't mashkichun Baskel, I don't, you know, love Hashemayim, that it's not Hashemayim, we're not going to listen to a Baskel. So it's kasha hilchsa hilchsa, the Hid Rabbi Yeshua, Danim Shalachnoi, Kaimlan Rabbi Yeshua, Kaimlan Kabeis Hillel. We don't listen to the Baskel in the Sugi of Tanu Shalach Noi. We don't Baskel like Rabbi Eliezer, and yet we do Baskel like Beis Hillel all the time, because we do listen to the Baskel that said that we should always Baskel like Beis Hillel. So which is it? Do we or don't we Baskel like Baskel? So says Tosos Yishlomer, Tedavka Hasum Ka Amar, Dein Mashkichim Baskel, Daha Baskel Haya Knegara Rov, Ukvar Ramat Torah Achiram Lahatos, in Yon Dioma, the Sprasha of Beis Hillel, Haya Rabim, Afal Pisha Maisi Rabbi Yeshua Hacha, Avgav to Lodami, the shiny awesome Tabaskal, how you can negative, high time to suffer Tfame, Rabbi Shua Dover, in Mashkich and Baskal, Avisha Rob Misael Baskal, Holy Shabbi Mechadi Tfay. Says Tosas, the basic yisod is that the Baskal cannot go against the Klale Hapsak. Since we have a Klal in Halacha that you follow the Rove, so the Rove is still going to be the determinant. When there is no Rove, then we'll listen to the Baskal, and that's why we pass like the Beis Hillel against the Beis Shammai. But Acharam Lahatos is going to overpower the Baskel. And that seems to be the general attitude about things that come in Hashemayim anyway, that we'll pay attention. We're not going to ignore that which comes in Hashemayim, but it's not going to go against the Klalei HaPsak. For example, there's the Sefer Shalos Tshuvos Min Hashemayim, which has one of the Balei HaTosfos wrote that he had a number of questions, and when he went to sleep at night, he would ask his questions up in Shemayim, and he would wake up with the answers, and he wrote down the answers. So do we have to pass like every single thing it says in Shalos Tshuvos Min Hashemayim? So Rav Avadia Yosef quotes from many, many achronim that say, no, you treat it like any other one of the Balei HaTosfos, meaning you pay attention to it, you listen to what it says, but it doesn't mean it's not going to override all of our normal Klalei HaPsak. So it says in Rav Avadia, V'savri B'Shamay D'Birch Sayom Adifa, wait, does B'Shamay really hold that the Birch Sayom takes precedence? That a person comes into his house on Motzei Shabbos, he should say a bracha on the yayin, and then the ner, and then the besamim, and then the havdalah. And if he doesn't have a second kos, so he can't do birchas hamazon and havdalah on two separate kosos, so he should leave it until after the meal, and then he should have all the brachos afterwards. But the bottom line is that you see that Beis Shammai holds that when it comes to Motzai Shabbos, he's going to say the bracha on the Yayin before the bracha on Avdala. Yet when it comes to Kiddush, Beis Shammai says the bracha on the Kiddush before the bracha on the Yayin. So it says more of a Hami Ma'id Beis Shammai. Yeah, but that Brisa didn't say that it was Beis Shammai. It just said a guy comes home. Who says that it's reflecting the Shita Beis Shammai? How could he ask such a kasha? So lo salkadai tektani ma'or v'achar kach pesamin uman shamadli disle ha'isarim Beis Shammai, because the Brisa told us that you make a bracha bari mori eish before a bracha, or Beis Shammai does not bari mori, but you make a bracha on the eish before the bracha on the pesamim, and Beis Shammai is the one that holds that way. So that's how we know it's Beis Shammai. Detanya amra b'yudul lenachlu Beis Shammai silal al masan shem. That there's no machlokas that the bracha on the Muslim is first and Avdalah at the end. The machlokas is about Ma'ar and B'samim. So that's the indication that it's B'Shamay. It's the order of the brachos of B'Samim and Ar. So says Ma'ar, Ma'id B'Shamay, Hiva Libd Rabbi Yehuda. Who says that's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the machlokas B'Sham B'Sil? But we're going to see on Amid Beis that Dum B'Sil, Hiva Libd Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Yehuda disagree as to the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And maybe, therefore, this brisa is actually Shitas Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Meir's understanding, because Rabbi Meir holds that Beis Hillel says, Ner and then Besamim, like this brisa says. So maybe it's going like Beis Hillel, but Rabbi Meir's understanding of Beis Hillel says, Lo Salkadaita, can't be. Diktani Hacham Masnisin, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ner Umazon, Besamim Vahavdala, U Beis Hillel Omrim, Ner Ubesamim, Mazon. That the way the Mishnah appears, which is Rav Meir's version of the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, because the Mishnah is Rav Meir, is that Beis Shammai says ner then mazon then besamim then avdala, and Beis Hillel says ner besamim then mazon then avdala, and the Brisa says imenu el kol sechad, you leave it all till the end. So Shema Amina de Beis Shammai, that must be like the Shita of Beis Shammai, Valibid Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the Beis Shammai. But when we call Makom Kasha, which brings us right back to our question, meaning the question was, how come when it comes to Kiddush, Beis Shammai says, you say the bracha of Kiddush before Bar Priya Gafen, yet when it comes to Havdalah, you say the bracha of Havdalah after the Bar Priya Gafen? So says Gemara Yisod, Kasav Beis Shammai, Shaini Iula Yoma Me'afuka Yoma. There's a difference between bringing a day of Kedusha in and sending a day of Kedusha out. Iula Yoma Kam Demakdina Le'adif. To make the day come in, to begin the day of Shabbos, the earlier you do it, the better it is. Afuka Yoma Kam Demakrina Le'adif. But to make the day of Shabbos leave, we're not eager to send Shabbos on its way, and therefore the more you delay it. So if you could say those 10 seconds that it takes to say the bracha of Bar Priya Gafen, if it is even that long, is still at least you're delaying that much longer before you say the bracha of Avdallah. We don't want it to look like that the Kedusha Sayyom is a burden for us and that we're not interested in celebrating and continuing to have the Kedusha Sayyom of Shabbos. This is the basis of a discussion. This principle that we say within Shittas Beis Shammai is the basis of a discussion of what to do on Motzei Shabbos Chanukah. Every year I get the shaila. It's one of the shailas that everyone does it every year, but every year they ask the shaila because everyone always forgets. What do you do first when you go home? Do you light Neros Chanukah or do you say Havdalah first? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Aruch Chaim Simen Tafresh Peyal Sif Beis that you're in Madlik Ner Chanukah Bebeis HaKnesses Ner Chanukah before Havdalah. And it's based on Trumas HaDeshed in Simen Samuch where he writes that in order to be Ma'acher Hotzahas HaShabbos as much as possible, we delay the Havdalah as much as possible. So we light Ner Chanukah first and then Havdalah in the Beis HaKnesses. So the Taz says that he heard from the Maharal Prague, Halach L'maisa, like the Abu Dram, that you should do Avdalah before Adlakas Neros Chanukah, against what it says in Shulchan Aruch that we do in Shul, that when you go home you should do Avdalah first and then Adlakas Neros Chanukah. And the Taz writes that that's the right thing to do. Why? Because there's a competing principle. Tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodem. Havdalah is more tadir than Neros Chanukah, so that's going to be the principle that carries the day. What about the fact of Afuke Yom Ma'achrinan that you want to delay Havdalah as much as possible? He says, no, you see a raya from our sugya that that's not the overpowering svara, because we only say Afuke Yom Ma'achrinan within Shittas Beis Shammai. Tadir v'sheinu tadir, we said within Shittas Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel is going to be the one that we're going to want to pasken like. And aside from that, says the Taz, what kind of Afuke Yom Ma'achrinan? It's one thing if you say a bracha before Avdalah, so you're delaying the Avdalah. But what? You're gonna light a candle before Avdalah? That's a malacha on Shabbos. So there's no way that's delaying the end of Shabbos. You're actually doing malacha by lighting the candle. So Mishnah Berurah comes to the conclusion that since there are deos, cholkos, and poskim, therefore in Beis HaKnesses you should do like the minhag, what it says in Shul, what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But in your house, David Kamaravid, everyone could do as they please. And the Gra in Maaseh Rav, it says that the Gra was knowing the Hadik Ner Chanukah prior to Havdalah candles, whereas others have the minhag the other way, to light, to do Havdalah before Ner Chanukah. So in my house, we always just do what's practical. One year, we decided we were going to do like the Gra, we were going to light Havdalah candles, we were going to light Ner Chanukah before Havdalah, and then like an hour and a half later, we realized that we forgot to say Havdalah. So I said, okay, Mikanu Lahaba, it's always going to be Havdalah first, so that we don't forget Havdalah. Okay, so V'savri V'shame Birch Samozin Tuna Kostas, V'shame really hold that Birch Samozin requires the coast, that if you only have that one coast, that first you mivarech al yayin and then al mazon, my love to mivarech al ilavei v'shasilei. Doesn't that mean that you're mivarech on the yayin and you drink it, meaning not leaving the coast for birchas hamazon? Lo, to mivarech levei manachle. No, it means you make the bracha but you leave it. So va'amr mar hamivarech sorach shiita. What do you mean you make a bracha and you leave it? Once you said a bracha, you have to taste from it. The time, you did taste from it. Mar tamo pagmo. But didn't we learn that if you taste from a coast, that you're pogame. That you pogame the coast, so isn't that a problem? So no, the tam leviyada, you didn't sip from the coast, you tasted it with your hand. So what does it mean to taste from it with your hand? Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Samach Beis, Siv Gimel says they pour a little bit out onto your finger and you suck it off of your finger. The Mishnah Berurah there in Sivkat Yizayin says, Hu Adin, if you stick your finger in the coast, it's not going to be pogame the coast. Tam leviyada is not pogame the coast. The only way that you pogame the coast is by drinking from the coast. The Rashbam writes, Tosas quotes, that dafka for Kiddush and Avdala, you have to be careful that your coast not be pagum. But in general, if you have a coast that's pagum, you still say bar priya gafen on it, because asalam asmel mazeh bo'a bracha. And even when it comes for Kiddush and Avdala, it's only if it's efshara. But if the only coast you have is a coast pagum, still better to use that than not to use anything at all. So it's very easy to solve the coast pagum problem. All you got to do is freshen it up, Tosfos points out, with a little wine or a little water, and then it takes away the pagima. So let's say you said Avdalah on a large coast of Yayin and you only had one little sip. You don't want to get drunk. You have to drive on Motzai Shabbos. You don't want to drink more than a little sip. So you only had a little sip and now you have a whole coast of Yayin. You don't want to waste it. You want to pour it back in the bottle. So if you pour it back in the bottle, it's poking the entire bottle. You're never allowed to use any of that wine for a kosher bracha anymore. So what you would do is, if you want to save the wine, what you would do is you'd pour a little more wine from the bottle into the coast and then pour it back into the bottle, and that way you save it from being a kos pagum in the future. Wait a second, how could you say that you drank a little bit off of the coast, but doesn't kosher bracha require a shear? If you've tasted a little bit, you now don't have a shear anymore. No, who said the coast was just a bare minimum revius? Maybe the coast was more than the shear. But it says that you only had that one coast. If you had more than a shear, then you had more than one coast. Trelo havi michad nafish. No, you didn't have two revios. You had enough for one plus one and a half. So you were able to be towing. V'atani Reb Chiya b'sham yom v'varech al yayin v'shosehu v'achar kach v'varech birch samazon. Doesn't he say to drink the wine, and so it sounds like you're drinking all of it, and then you say birch samazon? Ela trei tanayim v'ali b'dvei shamay. It's two different versions of tanayim within shitas b'shamay. And then we had Beishamay Yomer. We had that Beishamay says that you do Netilas Yadayim, and then you pour the coast. And Beisil says the opposite. So Tan Rabban the Brisa elaborates. Beishamay Yomer not only Yadayim v'achar kach Mosgun as a coast. You do Netilas Yadayim, and then you pour the coast. Shema Tomer Mosgun as a coast. Tchila Gzeira Shem Yitum Mashkin Shacharei Coast Machmas Yada V'yachshav Yitum as a coast. Because if we were to tell you to be Mosgun the coast while your hands are still Tamei, we have to be Gozer that maybe the Mashkin that are on the outside of the coast are going to be come tame as from your hands, and then those mashkin will in turn be mitame the coast. So it says, well, why do you even need the mashkin on the outside of the coast if your hands are still tame? V'litmi yadayim the coast. Why aren't your hands just being mitame the coast directly? So it says, more yadayim shniyosein. Yadayim are only a shein li the tuma, and the rule is vein shein yos a shlishi b'chulin. A shein can't make a shlishi in chulin ela al yidei mashkin, unless it's through mashkin, because there's another din drabanan that mashkin become a rishon the tuma. That even though yadayim are sheini, that you have the ability to betami the mashkin as a rishon, so the mashkin can now make the kos a sheni l'tuma. Beisil says no. Mozgin es hakos v'acharkach not on the adayim. You do the mezikas hakos, then you wash. Why? Shema tomer not on the adayim tchila. Because if you wash first, gzeru shem yitmu mashkin shavi adayim machmas hakos. We're afraid that the whatever liquid is on your hand will become tame from the kos. The acts of whatever gzeru shem yitmu mashkin shavi adayim machmas hakos. The acts of yitmu siyadayim, that the liquid on your hand is going to become tame from the kos, and then that liquid on your hand is going to make your hands tame again. So you will have already washed, and now your hands are going to become tame again. So says Gemara, yeah, but why do you need the mashkin? V'nitmu kos liyadayim. Shouldn't the concern just be that the kos is already tame, and it's going to be mitame yadayim directly? Why do you need to say the kos is tame, it's going to be mitame the mashkin that are on your hands, and the mashkin then in turn is going to be mitame your hands? Why do you need to go through the middleman? Say in kli mitame adam. It wouldn't happen that the kos would be mitame your hands directly, because a kli cannot be mitame a person. V'nitmi l'mashkin shabatocho. Why aren't we concerned about the kos being mitame the mashkin inside of the kos? Why only the mashkin on the hands? Hachav b'kli shenitma achorav b'mashkin askinan. No, we're talking about a kli that only became tame from mashkin touching the outside of the kli. To tochotar v'gabo tame, where the halacha is that the inside of the kos remains tahar even as the outside is tame. Titnan, the Mishnah tells us this way, that kli shenitma achorav b'mashkin achorav tameim tochav ogno v'azno v'yadav taharin. That a kli that the outside of it became tame b'mashkin, so the outside is tame, but the inside and the rims and the handles of the kli are still going to be tahar. Nitma tocho, nitma kulo. But if the inside of the kli becomes tame, then the whole thing becomes tame. So, makamifugi, what exactly is the nekuda? Meaning, both of these are reasonable concerns. Beishamai is concerned Beishamai is saying that you have to be notal yadayim first before you mosik the kos, because the mashkin shachore kos might become tame from your hands. And Beisil is concerned that it might be mitame your hands. So they're both reasonable concerns. What are they arguing about? So Beishamai savar also l'shtameish b'kli shenitma acharav b'mashkin gzerim mishum nitzotos. Beishamai says, I don't have to worry that maybe the kos is tame on the outside and is going to be mitame the mashkin, because you would never use a kos that's tame on the outside. You're not allowed to use a kos that's nitma acharav b'mashkin. Why not? Because of a gzerim of nitzotos. Because we're afraid some drops will come from inside the kos and hit the outside of the kos, and the mashkin that's on the outside of the kos will be metame it, and that will be metame the adayim. So therefore, you wash your hands first, so not to be metame the acharei kos. And so v'lekel migzer shem yitu mashkin shavi adayim b'kos. That we're not going to be choshesh that the mashkan yadayim is going to become tame from the kos itself, because you're not using a tame kos. Ubeisil savri mutal shaymish v'klishin v'achor v'mashkin. And Beisil says, yeah, well, no, you're allowed to use a kli that the outside of the kos is tame from mashkin. So amri nitzotzos lo shchichi, because they're not worried about nitzotzos coming from the inside to the outside. V'ikal amecha shem yitmu mashkin shem yadayim machmas kos. And therefore, this concern is created that since you're using a kos whose outside is tame, the mashkin on your yadayim might become tame from that kos, and that in turn will be mitame your yadayim. Dover acher, take of the matil sidayim suda. Or another explanation is that take of the matil sidayim suda, you want to juxtapose the matil sidayim with the suda as much as possible, so you don't want to interrupt it with a mezika sakos in between. So my dover acher, hachi kamal beisil beishamai. Beisil says to beishamai as follows: lidid chudam risos l'shem shem klish achor tamei and the gazrin mishum nitzotzos afilu hachi ha adifa to take of the matil sidayim suda. Beisil says even l'shitascha that you would never use a kos who's outside is tameh, still it's better to do the netilas yadayim after the meziga, because you want to juxtapose the netilas yadayim with the suuda as much as possible. Tosfos raises the question that back on Daf Mem Beis we had a whole list of takeoffs. We had takeoff of smicha shchita. We had things that you have to do right. Takeoff of netilas yadayim. Well, not takeoff of netilas yadayim suuda, but takeoff of lebracha. What was it? That right after saying the bracha, you have to be botzea. Right? We had a whole bunch of takeoffs, things that you have to do right away. So how come we didn't have takeoff of netilas yadayim suuda? So he says because it's shnuya b'mishna lo chash lemis. It wasn't necessary. It was a more obvious one, so we didn't mention this on that list. And then we had another machlokas, what you do with the wet towel after you dry your hands. So Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa elaborates. that you wipe your hands with a towel and then you put it on the table, because if you put it on the cushion, on the chair, we're afraid that the liquid in the towel is going to become tame from the cushion, and that will in turn be mitame your hands. So, why do you have to say the liquid in the towel? Just say that the towel will become tame from the chair. Now, ain kli mitame kli. One kli is not going to be mitame another kli. It doesn't have the ability to be mitame another kli. V'nitmiya keses l'gavr gufei. Why don't we just assume that the keses, that the cushion, the chair, is going to be mitame the person? Ain kli mitame adam. Because a kli is not mitame a person. U'beisil amrim ala keses. Then Beisil disagrees. He says, no, take the wet towel and put it on the cushion, put it on the chair. Why? Shema tomer ala shulchan. Because if you were to put it on the table, then we're afraid that the shulchan is going to be mitame the liquid in the mapa, the yachzu v'yitmu asa ochan, and that's going to be mitame the food. V'letame shulchan le'ochan shabatocho. Frak the Gemara again. Why do you need the middleman? Why don't you just say that the shulchan, which is tame, is going to be mitame the food that's on it? Why do you need to say that there's a liquid that becomes tame and then in turn is mitame the food? Hacha b'shulchan sheni askinan, because the shulchan that we're talking about is a sheni l'tuma vein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin al alidei mashkin, and a sheni doesn't have the ability to make a shlishi in chulin unless it uses the medium of a liquid, because the liquid, like we said, on a drabban level will become a rishon l'tuma and therefore will have the ability to turn chulin into a sheni l'tuma. So we have to introduce a liquid into the equation in order to make it that it has the capacity to spread the tuma. So, what is the Nukudas HaMacholkes between Beisham and Beisilel about where to put the wet towel? Meaning, either way, you're risking some tuma. If you put it on the table, you're risking tuma to the food. If you put it on the chair, you're risking tuma to your hands. So, Beisham Savri, also l'shtamish b'shulchan sheni, gzeirim mishamach le'truma. I'm not worried about risking tuma to the food, because you would never use a tamei table in the first place, because of a gzeir, because of people who eat truma, they wouldn't use a table that's a sheni l'tuma. You're allowed to use a table that's a sheni l'tuma. People are ochli truma, know how to ask the right questions, they know how to be careful, and therefore there's no such gzeira that you're not allowed to use a sheni l'tuma. So I'm concerned about putting the towel on the table because it very likely is tamei. Davar acher, ein netilas yadayim l'chulin min haTorah. Or alternatively, we could explain that there is no such thing as netilas yadayim for chulin on a Torah level. The Re'im Horovitz points out in the back of the Gemara, there's also no netilas yadayim for truma on a Torah level. There's no netilas yadayim on a Torah level. On a Torah level, you're either tameh or you're tahar. There's no such thing as only tumas yadayim. But this is like even a lower level derabbanan, that there's no netilas yadayim for chulin min haTorah. So my davaracher, what does that add? How does that explain anything? So no, what Beisil is telling Beis Shammai is that the reason I think it's better to risk tumah to your yadayim than it is to risk tumah to the food is if you're going to ask why am I concerned about tumah on the food and I'm not concerned about tumah on your hands, meaning you put the towel on the cushion, it's risking tumah to your hands. Still, the better of the two bad results is that your hands become tameh, because there is that would only be a tumah midrabanan. But tumah on food is a tumah midaraisa. So that's why mutav shitmi yadayim telesu ikur midaraisa vayid muachum dislu ikur midaraisa. Rather get your hands tameh where there's no such thing as tumas yadayim in a Torah, rather than get food tameh. Now over here the tumah on the food would also be only midrabanan, because it's relying on the fact that midrabanan we view every mashka that becomes tameh from a sheni as a rishon, as if it goes back up a level. That doesn't happen in HaTorah. In HaTorah, it always goes down a level when tumah transfers, except for one case, charev harei kachalal, it stays even. That if a metal object touches a dead body, so it stays navi avosatum. But otherwise, on the daraisa level, it always goes down and never goes up. So the idea that you're going to say that the mashke in the towel is going to become a rishon in the tumah, and then it's going to be mitame the food as a sheni in the tumah, that's a din drabanan, but it has ikur midaraisa. So food at least can become tameh on a daraisa level. Yadayim can never become tame on a daraisa level. So that's why we'd rather risk the tumah to the yadayim rather than risk the tumah to the food. Then we discussed clearing off the table before or after benching. So Tan Rabban the Brisa elaborates. Veshami Rav Mechabdin Sabayis v'achar kach notan liyadayim. Veshami says first you clear off the table and then you do netilas yadayim. Then you wash mayim achronim. Not before benching, but mayim achronim. Shema Tomer notan liyadayim tchila nimtza atam afsed asa ochlim. Because if you do mayim achronim first, it could be that you'll destroy the food because mayim achronim will splatter all over the bread and will ruin it. So the Bach takes out the next line. Ubeisil omrim im shamish talmud chacham hu notal pirurin sheyesh ben kazayis umeniyach pirurin she'ein ben kazayis. If the shamish is talmud chacham, so you should clear off the pieces of bread that are the size of a kazayis and leave the ones that are less than a kazayis. Misayei le Rabbi Yochanan. Damar Rabbi Yochanan pirurin she'ein ben kazayis mutala avdan biyad. If you have pirurin that are less than a kazayis, you can actually destroy them. I mean, that's not a violation of Bizu Yochlin to ruin pirurin that are less than a kazayis. However, Tosus points out, Mihu Kashalan Yusa, Kadim Parakal Basar, that nevertheless, it's not a good thing to do, it's still Kashalan Yusa. We consider it to be that a bad omen as far as suffering from poverty. So Bemaika Mifli, what's the machlokas over here? Vesil Savri also Shamashama Aretz. Vesil says, I'm not worried about a Shamashama Aretz. Uveshame Savri, because you're not allowed to use one. Uveshame Savri, Mutalashamishama Aretz. And Veshame says, you're allowed to use a Shamashama Aretz, and therefore I'm concerned. Amr Rav Yosef Rechanin, Amr Rav Huna, B'kuli Pirkin Halach Beisilel, Bar Meha Dalach Beishamai. That we always passkin like Beisilel, with this one exception where we're going to passkin like the Beishamai. Rav Yosef Masni Ivcha Ubahanami Alach Beisilel. Rav Yosef just flipped the sheetos around and said, yeah, and over here, what you think Beishamai says really Beisilel said, what you think Beisilel said really Beishamai said, and therefore we passkin like Beisilel. I mean, he passkins the same way, but he attaches Beisilel's name to it rather than Beishamai. Tosus points out, Vim Tomer Vabahu the Yaksul we had a machlokas about going back to bench if you already left, and it sounds like the Amoraim did like Beishamai and they went back to bench, so it sounds like another place in this parak where we do like Beishamai. So he says, nah, that's not considered doing like Beishamai, because Beisul agrees that it's better to go back and to bench. It's just that Beisul is not matriach you beyond a certain point to do so, but that's not doing like Beishamai, that's doing what everyone would say would be the better thing to do. So it's interesting that we have this distinction between perurin that are less than a kazayis and perurin that are more than a kazayis. That's crumbs that are less than a kazayis. We're not worried about hefsid ochlin on such crumbs. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simon Kufpei as well. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch says, even though you're allowed to be ma'abi perurin that are less than a kazayis, but he says it's kashalanius, like Tosus points out over here. But the Mishavura says kashalanius is only if you dores on them, if it's really a terrible bizayin that it's kashalanius. But when it's just a little water that hits them, then it's not a chashash of kasha la'aniyus. Now, in the Maseches Pesachim, in the beginning of the first paragraph of Maseches Pesachim, we also have a discussion about crumbs, and the Gemara says that crumbs aren't chashav, and therefore you don't need to do bitul chametz on crumbs because they're batel me'aleim; they're automatically batel. You only have to do bitul chametz because of a chashash shami yimtza gluskana that you're gonna find a nice cookie and you're gonna want to eat it. And that's the Magen Avraham Paskins in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Lamed Daled in Hilchos Pesach. So the poskim discuss, is a crumb in Hilchos Pesach the same thing as a crumb here? Less than the kazayis? Is that what does not require bittul? Is that the shear? So in Shulchan Aruch over there, he paskins that if a person is traveling on Erev Pesach for a Dvar Mitzvah, Lama L'Spino, to eat by Sudas Erisin, Bebeis Chamav, and he remembers he has Chamitz Bebeiso, so if he can go back home and destroy it, so he should do that. And otherwise, just be Mevatel Belibo. Ad Kamu Hu Choser, Ad Kebeitza, a Kebeitza. Less than that, you could be Mvato Bliba Vidayo. So Magen Avraham says that if it's after the Zman Biur, where you're not able to be Mvatalit anymore, so if the Perunim are a Kazayis, you have to go back and destroy them. But if they don't have a Kazayis, you don't have to go back, because the Chiyum Biur is not Minatora or anything less than a Kazayis. Only a Kazayis really matters. And Rabbi Kiveger in his Hagos on the Magen Avraham says that even Pachos Mi Kazayis is Chayiv and Biur Minatora, and if you can't be Mvatalit, because it's after the Zman Biur already, then you got to go back and destroy it. So here you have Machlokas, Magen Avraham, and Rabbi Kiveger. Does the sheer Kazayis work as far as Peirurin being considered automatically batel. So you see that we don't say that since we don't say that they're that from Rabbi Kiva. You see that we don't assume that they're batel me'aleihem. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in the Gus Moshe or Chaim Chelik Aleph from Kuf Mem Hei, where he says they have to say that when we say that peirurim are batel me'aleihem because they're not chashuv, it's dafka very tiny peirurim. But if they're small pieces, then they're chashuv and they're not batel, even though they're less than a kazayis. In our sugya, you're allowed to be ma'abed them. So even if they're somewhat substantial, as long as they're less than a kazayis, so Moshe says what you see from here is that the geder of what's called batal me'aleihem is different for bir chametz than it is when it comes to hefsed ochlin, when it comes to ruining the bread. Okay, Viter in the Gemara, Beishamai Omer Ner Umazon. So Beishamai said that we do Ner and then Mazon. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Be Rava. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda went to Rav's house. Chazil Rav the Baruch Habesam Bereisha. He saw Rav made a bracha on Besam first. Amalei Michti Beishamai Sila Maor Lo Pligi. Beishamai Sila don't argue about Maor. The Tani Beishamai Omer Ner Umazon Besamim Vavdala. Beishamai Omer Ner Besamim Mazon Vavdala. Everyone agrees Ner comes first, not Besamim. So what are you doing? So Ani Rava Basrei Zudiv Rameir. That's Rameir's understanding of the Machlokes Besham Besilal, the way it's reported in our Mishnah. Kastam Mishnah Rameir. Al Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Nechlu Besham Besilal Al Mazon Shubetchila Fel Avdala Shubesof. But Rabbi Yehuda understands that Besham Besilal both agree that Mazon is first and Avdala last. Al Ma Nechlu Al Maor Val Besamim. They argue about Maor and Besamim. Shebesham Omer Al Maor Vacharkach Besamim Ubesilam. Besamim v'acharkach ma'or v'am Rabbi Yochanan noguam k'vesilel alibed Rabbi Yehuda, and we follow not Rabbi Meir's version of Rabbi Yehuda, but we follow Rabbi Yehuda's version, not Rabbi Meir's version of Vesilel, but Rabbi Yehuda's version of Vesilel. Beishamai omrim shebara. Then we said that Beishamai says that the proper text of the bracha is shebara ma'or ha'esh, and Vesilel says borei ma'or ha'esh. So amrava bivaru kuliyam lepligi debara mashma. Bara implies was created in the past. Ki pligi viborei. Beishamai savri borei da'as the mivra. Vesilel savri borei nami debara mashma. Beishamai says you can't say borei. Borei implies will create. Whereas Basil says, no, Borei also means did create. So Masav Rav Yosef challenges Rava. How could you say that according to Beis Shammai, Borei is about the future? Is the pasuk in Yeshayahu Yotzer or Uvorei Choshech? And in Amos, Yotzer Harim Uvorei Ruach. And in Yeshayahu, Borei Hashemayim Vinoteim. And all of these Psukim are clearly talking about Maisa Bereshis, which was in the past, even though it used the term Borei. Elam Rav Yosef Vibara, Borei, Vibara, Ubore, Kuliam Lopligi, Debara Masha. Both Bara and Borei imply that it was created in the past. Ki Pligi, the whole machlokes is not about that word, it's B'ma'or, Uma'ore. The Beishamai Savar Chad Nahori Ika Benora. Beishamai holds that there's only one light in a fire, and therefore you say Ma'or, Beisil Savar Tuba Nahori Ika Benora. And Basil says there are many lights in a fire. There are many colors of fire that are in a single flame, and therefore you say ma'orei and not ma'or. Tani namiyachim, where Brisa says that this is the machlokas. It's really about ma'or and ma'orei. Amar lahem Basil beishamai harbe ma'oros yesh ma'or, because Basil makes the point directly to beishamai that there are many colors in a single flame, and from the fact that that's what Basil responds to beishamai, you see that that's the ikar of machlokas. It's about ma'or and ma'orei. And not about Bara and Borei. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Ein Mevarchin.